Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast here. Thank you so much for joining. And I thought we'd have a bit of a laugh to start the day, actually, because laughter is the best medicine, they say. That and avoiding taking killer jabs helps me stay healthy. Hope it works for you as well. Anyway, I watched this, it's a really funny clip, but it gets to the heart of blame culture. And this is, if you like, supposed to be, it's a spoof. It's supposed to be like a chief superintendent attendant of a police force. And he's got himself into a bit of a problem because he's used the wrong word language, or the wrong language. So it starts then and it gets worse. It's really funny. It's a spoof now. Alert, it's a spoof. But it's a funny spoof and it does make a point.
Joined by a member of the Chinese community, as I apologise for using the phrase Chinese whispers. I appreciate that this is deeply offensive to the Chinese. I completely understand why they went totally mental. I'm delighted to be joined by a mental health campaigner to witness my apology for using the phrase "they've gone mental." I can see some of you are surprised that I'm apologising, but no. Gone are the days when getting an apology out of me was like getting a fiver out of an Aberdonian, eh? I would like to apologise to the largest Aberdonian community, the Aberdonians. I do understand that Aberdonian feelings are important. I'm surprised, actually, that our diversity officer didn't make that clear to me. Honestly, sometimes around here, it's like the blind leading the blind. I would like to apologise to Scotland's blind community. I hear your concerns, and I promise you, they will not fall on deaf ears. I would like to apologise to the deaf community. I would like to say sorry. When I realised what I said, I had a fit. I apologise unreservedly to all of the epileptics in Scotland for my use of the word fit. I completely understand why you've got a bee in your bonnet. I would like to apologise to anyone connected with bees or the wider bee community. Bees, indeed, are a vital part of society. I tried my best to get a statement that wouldn't offend anyone. I really did. But do you know, when me and my advisors get together, honestly, it's like two bald men fighting over a comb. I would like to apologise to Scotland's bald community, of which I am a member. I would like to apologise and exonerate myself. Chief, I'm sorry. Chief, you're forgiven. I was particularly pleased with my final apology because I could apologise and accept the apology at the same time. I do like to kill two birds with one stone. I would like to apologise to the entire avian community for my cruel and insensitive words. I'm sorry.
I thought that was brilliant. And I know that the video that goes with it is equally funny, but you get the point, don't you? That, you know, we live in a world where if you have to edit everything you ever say, you're going to get into trouble. And in this instance, as you saw from that, or as you heard from that clip, the guy just kept going from bad to worse because he was sorry for this, but then he said something that meant that he had to be sorry for that. And then ultimately he said something else and he had to be sorry for the other. And the point about this is the whole issue of apologies. Now, here's my view on the issue of apologies. If you do something that is hurtful to another person or that is demonstrably wrong, you should say sorry. It's kind of simple. You should say sorry. But then again, if just your very use of language is going to hurt someone else's feelings because they're so sensitive, I'm not sure you should be saying sorry at all. And when it comes to things like social media, where I've spent a lot of time over the years, I don't think you should ever say sorry. Never say sorry. Just move on. If you've said something on social media that's maybe that someone else is alarmed at, well, you've got a choice. You can leave it there or you can delete it. But that's it. I'm not bothered about it. You know, other sort of liberals hurt feelings. I don't care. That doesn't make me an insensitive person. It just means that I'm not going to censor myself lest someone else's hurty feels cause them to have an apoplectic fit. Just simply don't need to know that. But this is how we are. And of course, this is all the politically correct culture, which is essentially neo-Marxism, which is the policing of words, the policing of thought. And I guess the ultimate aim of this is that they get you to police your thought before you say anything. And it's very hard to do. So therefore, most people will do nothing. Most people will simply shut up. And that's what they want. They don't want people just speaking normally. And I know that's an exaggeration. The clip that I played you is an exaggeration. But is it that far from the truth? I'm not sure that it is. And especially when it comes to institutions like policing, for example, when it comes to areas like politics, for example, I don't think it is that far removed from the truth. We now have all these diversity people involved who are an equality people who are rigorously policing the use of words, the use of language. Now, language and words matter an awful lot to me. And I think hopefully they do to you as well. So I try to choose my words as best I can. Sometimes, of course, I make mistakes. Sometimes I look back at some of the things I've said and written, and I think, oh, God, I could have done that so much better. But that's just because I always want to be able to improve whatever I've done. It's not as a hostage to the fact that, oh, somebody might have misread that and misinterpreted that. You know, that's their problem, certainly not mine. But anyway, I hope you enjoyed that little laugh to start the to start our Saturday together. So I hope you enjoyed it, and catch you soon.